You just finished up listening to Foxygen's San Francisco. Before that was Evan Donahue for a tiny second, and you before this had MU with Bill. But that was the past. This is the now. You're listening to Don't Make Me Dance with DJ JD Acker, and I'm so happy to be here with you. Every Thursday morning from 10 to 11 a.m., you're woken, you've done your morning routine, and you have made the time in your schedule to make my show a part of that as well. So thank you so much for listening in to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We have some more indie rock, sad boy rock today for you all, and we'll see what else traverses through my mind and hits the radio waves for you all this morning. I think I've been having a really interesting time my senior year, and this sense of urgency pushed on everything that has caused me to revert back to some of the songs and artists that I listened to back in high school, and kind of trying to bring things full circle musically as well as socially and mentally, emotionally, all of it. So it's been a fun time. Tufts University is having its Oktoberfest tonight for seniors. So while freshmen and sophomores are walking over to go get their DeWick or Carm dinner, we'll be drinking beer on the lawn with Tony Monaco. So that'll be an interesting sight. And beyond that, we also have some fun events going on this weekend. Thursday evening, we have dance performances. You can always go and check out the dance studio Thursday evenings. They have showings typically around 6 p.m. And then on Friday, there's an Apple Jam show for their annual Halloween cover show. So they're just doing cover bands. It'll be a lot of fun, and mostly like 90s rock. And that'll be at the Crafts House on Tufts campus this Friday. In addition to the comedy Spooktacular, Tufts Stand-Up Comedy Collective is performing, and I have a bunch of good friends performing fresh material. It's really interesting to see how professional they really are in their presentation, in their ability to frame a joke and deliver it. It's no joke, and a lot of people feel uncertain about what amateur comedy will be, but by no means is this typical kind of self-deprecating or blasé kind of observational humor that you might expect. So go ahead and check that out. That's at DeWick on Tufts campus as well on Friday at 9 p.m. So maybe you can hit up both events, just rotating between the two if you're so inclined. I have been getting into dance so much lately, and this past Saturday I went to the Institute of Contemporary Art to see Big Dance Theater do short form, and it was a series of short pieces for their 25th year anniversary as a company out of Canada, I believe, originally, that has traveled throughout the U.S. in small little theaters, and I think they may not even consider themselves, I think their name is actually supposed to be ironic, I guess is what I'm saying. Big Dance Theater, when really a lot of what they're doing is indescribable and small. There was a specific piece where the percussion of the dance was created by the dancers walking across the stage, hooking an ice bag to a metal hook and lifting it up via kind of pulley system up into the air, putting a heat lamp on it, and setting up a mic in a metal pan, all like fully orchestrated and done in under probably 20 seconds. And the little plinks as the ice slowly started to melt from the bag and drip into the metal bucket formed the percussion that they were quote unquote dancing to, or dancing around or with. And that sort of kind of ingenuity in approaching music or sound is something I've been thinking about a lot as I choreograph this semester for Tufts Dance Department, and also kind of joining breakdancing late in life with Turbo, and thinking about how important rhythm and musicality is to non-traditional dance forms. I'm not saying it isn't as important for all dance, but especially for modern ballet contemporary forms, it's there's a set rhythmic pattern that typically becomes hard to escape, especially with ballet. And the given nature of the repertory of movements kind of restricts itself to a certain rhythmic capacity, whereas other dance forms allow enough freestyle to where you can suit yourself to music, you can make music suit your movements, vice versa. And another fun thing they did is took a random man named Samuel Bennett's diary from 1661 to 67 and had taken out every piece of the diary that mentioned dance. And it was mostly related to his jealousy and fascination with his wife's relationship with her dance partner that would come once a week. And they took those pieces out of the diary, narrated them to a kind of machinic techno beat, and formed this parody in full wig and elastic metallic pant garb of him experiencing these deep emotions about dance and seeing the evolution of him talking about his wife in her relation to dance and him slowly becoming enamored of dance in place of his wife, and thus kind of this Freudian, well, I actually like the dance teacher. I'm jealous of the proximity, the physicality that you're experiencing in that space, and them playing with that while they're actually moving presented a really interesting visual image. So I was so happy to have been able to go and big dance theater short forms. And the Institute of Contemporary Art is doing a whole series for students. There's a Pratt Hall subscription. You could get a discount and be able to go for a much discounted rate to 5 shows. Bill T. Jones, then you're going to have some, I think, Trisha Brown repertory. In the spring, we also have the Netherlands Dance Theater and a couple other performances to come that I'm really excited about. Beyond that, that's my update section of the show. If you weren't expecting it, I wasn't either, but I went on, and now you should be up to date for the most part. And maybe we can set it in the future a little. If you don't have any plans for Halloween, there's also Zuzu's on Saturday night, Soul Night. I highly recommend it in Central Square. So those are all my little tidbits. And I have some more music for you all, and I hope you're enjoying listening. So this next track is, again, something that I had listened to back in high school, and I'm suddenly finding cool again. So enjoy. This is WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Don't Make Me Dance with DJ JD Acker.
Thank you. doesn't bother me. I know you think it does. It's us making grown-up calls. You got more than my love.
Walking outside, labyrinthian over cracks along under the trees. I know this town grounded in a compass. Cardinal landing in the dogwood. I keep going over it over and over. My steps iterate my shame. How come every outcome's such a come down? Lately afternoon with the shades drawn down. Kept saying I just wanna see it. Saying what's wrong with that? Needle shaking outlines in a compass. Every outcome such a come down. I knew it when I saw it. So I did just what I wanted. So I saw your boyfriend at the Port Authority. Sort of fucked up place. Well, so I averted my stride on a quick one. It's coming back, we're going over your place, huh? I feel like we could forget about it. I feel like I could mellow out. I don't feel undone in a big way. There's nothing really bad to be upset about. When I thought I was getting better, I woke up on the ground. An appointment or disappointment. Step back on the come down. As if I needed a reminder. Oh, I do only what I wanna. So walking out in the nighttime, springtime, needling my way home. I saw Leah on the bus a few months ago. I saw some old friends at her funeral. My steps keep splitting my grief through these solipsistic moods. I should call my parents when I think of them. Should tell my friends when I love them. But maybe I should have gone at it before when you guys are still in town. I got too caught up in my own shit. It's how every outcome such a come down.
This is A.A. Bondi's Killed Myself When I Was Young. Before that, you had Pine Grove's Old Friends, Primus, John the Fisherman, Tori Ma, Grown Up Calls, and Thought Balloon by UMO.
And I'm gonna leave this town. And I'm gonna leave this town. With the people all tumbling down. With the people all tumbling down. And my boots on the diamond. My boots on the diamond road. Behind such a heavy load. Behind such a heavy load.
That was Long Time Gone by the great, the only, Dixie Chicks. And speaking of political groups and political topics, for all of you guys who watched the debate last night, I'm sure you all have your opinions, and I won't try to share my own too much beyond the fact that it's interesting to think about, okay, so I come from the Midwest, and I wonder if it's just the conception of space, but there's this weird idealization of the center of America as being what true America is, and people refer to the factory workers in Iowa and the laid-off car workers or automotive mechanics, whatever they were doing in Detroit, and kind of, I don't think people have a conception, most people on the East or West Coast have a conception of what that actually means, and there's this sort of simultaneous idealization and marginalization of whatever is happening in the Midwest, and it's totally happening. I mean, I think so far in the show today, we've kind of gone through from college rock to stuff I grew up listening to. We would jam to Primus and then getting into this kind of sad punk and this kind of Americana feel, and Dixie Chicks is something I would listen to with my sisters and my parents and kind of in an unironic way, really enjoy it. And I got to see their concert this summer, and talk about a slice of Americana. You know, I think it's easy to forget what the average looks like. And I know that isn't necessarily the most relevant figure to generalize always, but when you look at on aggregate, okay, these are the type of people that are going to be coming out to vote that need an America that supports them, and I don't think that either candidate touched upon that last night. We know that, like, Donald Trump has yet to mention the word college in any of his debates. They talk about education and ISIS, and everything has been turned into this kind of buzzword argument of puppet, buzzword, ISIS, emails, attacks against one another in single phrases and single pre-practiced, pre-prescribed language. And I would love to see actual debate happening. I would love for there to be a pause, God forbid, and actually have someone sit and think, my candidate just said that. I'm going to try to respond to that and develop upon this argument. But what we have is a system where one side is supposed to be black and the other side is supposed to be white. And to muddy that would be to somehow ruin the picture of what bipartisanship is. And then in subtle ways, they say, oh, yeah, but I want Republican support as so far as you vote for me on my side and I enact my policies on my side. But really, you know, what's hard is to see the division in language, in the way they attack each other, in the way that they cannot even listen to one another. And it's a long time gone since, to quote the Dixie Chicks, since I've, in my lifetime, you know, my short lifetime, since I've seen a debate where there was actual debate happening. You know, maybe it has to do with preparation and the fact that if they slip up, if they say the wrong thing or word their sentences the wrong way, they'll be castrated by the media. And they have that permanent record on them forever. And then, you know, Hillary's been attacked multiple times with these kind of questions directly, like, you said this, and they quote a sentence or a part of a sentence. And is that really how we want to judge the capacity for our leaders to run this country? Is it really based on what they're saying and the way that they're saying things, or is it what they're doing? And I think that is the general problem that I have with this, is the way that we're presenting this election is based on who said what and when it's, and it's confusing. It's confusing because I think we're forgetting that Obama also had a lot of words, single words, change, hope, etc. And we didn't see much of that either. So you have to realize that compromise is what our government is built on. Slow, incremental change built on compromise, built on working through the gray over time so that, you know, everyone would come to a consensus. And I guess I'm tired of pretending otherwise. So you're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was me ranting. And I have one last little announcement for you guys. The donations drive is still going on. Donate.wmfo.org. Would love for you to contribute to the station. It's the last week now, and we are looking for anything we can get from you fine freeform listeners, because Tufts has incrementally kind of cut our budget so that we don't have enough money to cover station equipment repair. We're one microphone down in here right now. I'm seeing some torn wires that are pretty funny, given that I'm staring right into them. It's a good motivation to say, hey, we would love for you to contribute to the station here at WMFO in Medford at donate.wmfo.org. If you're working for a company and they can contribute matching funds, that's a great way to do it. And we're already surpassed our goal of 2,500, I'm pretty sure. We are currently at 3,923 of 5,000. So if you help us hit our 5,000 goal, I will give you a shout out on my radio show for sure. Thank you all for listening. And now I'm going to switch over to what's on the other side of the wall. You know, the black, the gray, the other side. And I'm going to start with an advertisement that had me laughing.
The time has come for a wall. A tremendous wall. The best wall. The Tecate Beer Wall. A wall that brings us together. This wall might be small, but it's going to be huge. You're welcome, America.
Yo sé que no vendrás, por eso ya tanto la olvido. Dejar un nuevo amor, tanto mejor.
Eso fue Nacho Pop. Si me escuchaste el domingo pasado, estaba tocando algo en español para vosotros. Y yeah, I think I'm going to try to do some more Spanish practice. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and I'm going to do a quick PSA. So far in 2016, two bicyclists have been killed by motor vehicles in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and many, many more have been injured. When you're driving, focus on the road and what's around you. Don't try to multitask on other activities. And before opening your door, check for oncoming cyclists. The easiest way to do this is to reach out with your right arm, look to the left, and if you look, it'll force you to look out your window. When you're in a car, on a bike, or walking, don't be reckless about obeying safety and traffic laws. It really is a matter of life and death. That's a public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I think it was funny. I was at a comedy show once in Chicago at the Annoyance Theater, and they said, raise your hand if you have hit a biker while opening your car door. And maybe two people raised their hand in the audience of maybe 200 people. And then they said, raise your hand if you or someone you know has been hit by a car door while riding their bike. And maybe 40 or 50 people raised their hands. And so it really is a problem. And I know that it's especially difficult in Boston, given that the bike lanes aren't really bike lanes. They're just retrofitted onto these two-lane streets. So please try to be careful out there, folks. Yeah, this is Don't Make Me Dance. I have a couple more songs for you. Thanks for listening. I'll be back here next week at 10 a.m. And maybe I'll do a little Spanish set at some point. I'm really feeling it. I think I'll get there. So I have three more tracks in mind. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you next week. And again, if you have any comments, questions, concerns, you can reach out to me on Facebook. I have a Mixcloud. It's mixcloud.com/Jane-Acker, A-C-K-E-R. Or you can contact me here at WMFO during my show at any point at 855-915-WMFO. And on that note, we'll keep going. We'll keep chugging along. This is Victor Jara.
Soñando, voy caminando, voy en la arena, dejo mis huellas, voy y el mar me las va borrando, voy. El viento sube a los cerros, con el viento mis recuerdos, corriendo al cerro el aroma, pelota de trapo al cielo, corriendo vuelvo a la casa, mi madre siempre cosiendo. ¿Dónde estará? Cerros, con el viento mis recuerdos, corriendo al cerro el aroma, pelota de trapo al cielo, corriendo vuelvo a la casa, mi madre cose en silencio. Sencillo.
hecho como sus remos para existir mar afuera. Trabajaba mar adentro, el mar le ofrecía todo, entregándosele quieto, y el mar le quitó la vida con su remolino negro. Un grito agudo del viento atraviesa por los cerros. ¿Dónde se fueron mis hijos? ¿Cuántos desaparecieron?
Voy soñando, voy caminando, en la arena dejo mis huellas, voy, y el mar me las va a borrar.
Dicen que por las noches nomás se le iba en puro llorar. Dicen que no comía, nomás se le iba en puro tomar. Juran que el mismo cielo se estremecía al oír su llanto. Cómo sufría por ella, que hasta en su muerte la fue llamando. Desdichada.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Don't Make Me Dance. And we have one last song for you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you next week at 10 a.m.
Stand by, rolling.
And that was Cucuru Cucu, Paloma, and Victor Jara's En Algún Lugar del Puerto.
E, 30,211, take three. Cut. E, 30,211, take four.
One. Just in time. What's up?
Cut. One. E, 30,211, take five.
Just in time, I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. I found my way, for love came just in time. You found me just in time and changed my life.